The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Dav Chos Aleph. One of the Nisim mentioned in our Gemara, one of the Asor Nisim, Shenasu Lavisen Bebeis HaMikdash, which is mentioned in the Mishnah in Ovois, is the Nes of Oimdim, Tzvufim, Mishtachvim, Revochim. They stood crowded together. When they bowed down, each person had four Amis to be able to have plenty of room to be Mizvadim. Why they need to be Mizvadim so Berevach? They need to be comfortable dafka when they fell down on the floor. So Rashi explains by us, She'af Echad Lo Yishma Viduyav B'Shas Yishtachavoseh. They were all mizvada, they said vidui on their averis when they were mishtachmet. That's when they did tshuva. And at that point in time, they had the ness of revochim in order that nobody should hear the vidui of somebody else, nobody should be shamed by the averis that the next one was being mizvada on. In fact, the Rapashta Shaila, the Achranim asked that over here we have vidui in a place, in a prone position on the floor. The halacha is that vidui is only good and one has to go back and say, vidui, we didn't say it, be'amido. If one is leaning in a way which is not considered that he's an oimid, he has to say over vidui. It's not yotzi, dechoy, vas vidui. The halacha in Erechayim, in Hilchos Kippur, in Tavishayim, and it comes from a Gemara in Pezayin of Beis. It says over there that Shmuel would sit down by Chazon Sashatzin and would get up when the Chazon would say, Avla Anachnu Chotonu. The Gemara says that's the Iker Vidui. That one sentence is Vidui summarized. Avla Anachnu Vaviseinu. Avla Anachnu Vaviseinu Chotonu. That's the Vidui of Oymed Lufnei Hashem. It has to be Vamida. It's Ma'akiv. The Ran brings B'Shem Lugayin. We learn that from that Gemara that Vidui has to be said Vamida. Look at Rashi and Ovis. Rashi says somewhat different. Rashi and Ovis in Perikei says Shlo Yishma Echad Tfilas Chaver. It doesn't say Vidui Chaver, but over here by us in the Gemara Rashi says Vidui Chaver. So that's the Shaila. One could add to this. The Gemara Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Beis says that the Kohen Gadol, when he made Smicha on the Por Oser Shel Kohen Gadol, on one of the Karbonis, he was Mizvadi B'Shas Smicha. Smicha, the Gemara says, has to be called Koichoi. That if you pull away the cow, he would fall down. That type of leaning does not have a din of oimid legabi shmoneh esrim, legabi any dini amidah. If a person is leaning on a table so hard that if he'd pull the table away, he would fall down immediately, that's not called his oimid. It's not yoytzin din of amidah for shmoneh esrim. You have to lean in a way where you wouldn't lose your balance without the table being there. That's called you're standing on your own 2 feet. So that's the kasha. What happened to vidui be'amidu? So let's have another look. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin, Tofresh Zayin, that halacha of being oimid, Lashon the Shulchan Aruch is like this. Tzorch lezvada is mu'umid, va'afilu, when he, afilu kishomalei me'ashatz, even when he's hearing, by Chazor HaShatz, the vidui from the Shlich, Tzibu has to be mitzvada, ba'amido, he has to stand up, like the Gemara that we just quoted on Daf Pei Zayin, he has to stand up when he's hearing the vidui mipi Chazor HaShatz. The Ramah, but it seems to be from the Mechaber, he hears from the Chazor HaShashat, he hears it from the Chazan, he's yoitzu with the Chazan, it's Chazor HaShashat after all. So the Chazan vidui. By the way, as an aside, since it's the Chazan vidui, and it's only that we say with, the Ramah is mayor on this Mechaber, the Ramah says that he's mizvada with the Shlich Tzibah, that's of course our meaning. Our meaning is that we say over every vidui with the Shlich Tzibah, but the proper thing is since the Shlich Tzibah is also representing us, the Shlich Tzibah says, to say out loud the vidui. When everybody says in a low voice together, oh, shanu, bogadnu, the right thing is for the Shlich Tzibah to lift his voice up a few notches, that everybody should hear him. This way they're hearing it from him, plus they're being mishtatev with. What's Pshan Ramah? Why are you not Yoitza? With Shemei Koine, why do you have to be Choizu Mizvada im HaShlich Tzibah? Mechaber means that the Yoitza with Shemei Koine. So the Velt understands that the Pshan Ramah is that since it's a din of Amido, Bishas Vidui. I'm sorry, let's forget about the Ramah for a second. The Mechaber himself. The Mechaber is saying that you are Yoitzu Shemei Kain of Vidui, but you have to stand up. Why do you have to stand up? Because that standing, you can be Yoitzu Shemei Kain. if the Shlich Tzibur stands and all the Tzibur sits, they're Yoytzer with him when they listen to him, but they didn't stand, and it has to be said standing. The problem with that assumption is that's connected a Dovim Mufurish, that the Bir Halacha brings in Simit Tov Petes and Hilchus Svir Soimer, famous Tichel from the Ritz Geis, where he says that Motzi Shabbos, they would daven Vinoyam, everybody would sit down after Shmoneh, so they would say Vinoyam, and then they would say Svir, they would say Svir Soimer. In order not to be Matrich the Tzibur, that everybody should have to stand up. The Ritz Geis says that on Motzi Shabbos, the Shlich Tzibur would say Svir Soimer out loud, and everybody would be Yaitz with him. We don't have such a minute, being Yaitz with Svir Soimer. If somebody didn't count two nights before and he came make a bracha, we might see him with a bracha. But to be Yaitz with Svir Soimer with Shemeh Kaina, why not? Why not? So the Ritz Geis says that it works. And it works even though the din of Svir Soimer is also ma'akev to be said be'amida. Still, the halacha is that he's yoytze that inyan. He's yoytze the din amida with the fact that the shlich tzibur stand. Meaning to say, true, it has to be said be'amida, but it is said be'amida. It's said be'amida by the shlich tzibur. So you yoytze with that even though you're sitting. So why over here also we say according to the mechaber that you yoytze vidui with the shlich tzibur. So why aren't you yoytze understanding? Seems to be in direct stereo to this halach of the Ritz Geis. We might also point out a discussion achrayim about whether one kain can be moitzi another kain in Birchas Kodesh. And one of the issues that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch Halev in Sefnas Penach is that by Birchas Kodesh there is a din that the bracha has to be said b'kol rov. You can't just mumble the words, you can't say it in a low voice. You have to say it in a voice that's audible to everybody, you have to say it b'kol rov. So what happens if one kain doesn't want to say Birchas Kodesh? Could he have another kain represent him? So there's a discussion achrayim whether he could say the Birchas Kodesh, but he can't be moitzi him saying korom. Kain A could be moitzi kain B, but kain A can't be moitzi kain B in the way it's said. It has to be said b'korom. That's chelik na. So Mamela, that he can't be moitzi. There's a similar discussion also with the Megillah. We don't read every word from the Megillah from the Kosher Glav. We rely on the Balkari to be moitzi us. Except for one piece, that says, B'nei Hama, there we read B'nei Shema Achat. Tzavis Panach wants to suggest, the Rav Chama, that over there also the din of Shemei Kaina will not include the aspect of saying that says B'nei Hama, B'nishim Achas. Since it didn't have to be said B'nishim Achas, you weren't Mekayim that with Shemei Kaina. Shemei Kaina just works on the deeper itself, not for any of the details, not for the standing, not for the holding one's breath, B'nishim Achas. So what's the Chiluk Taka between Svir Soimer, where the Ritz Geis says you could stand the Din Amido, is Niskayim in the person of the Shat, as opposed to over here by Vidui? Chiluk is Pashut. Svir Soimer, the Torah says, is Svartim. The Torah says that the sphere has to be done in the tzura, kain kama has to be said standing. That is a quality of the saying. It's not enough to say it. It has to be said ba'amida, saying for some reason. Because as opposed to the saying ba'amida, it's more official, it's more pronounced, it's more energetic, I don't know. But the saying has to be a saying ba'amida. So therefore, even if a person is sitting, but the saying was the right type of saying. It's a din in the amira, and the amira was said ba'amida. The Amira was Bamidah, so really it could be good even for the person who's being Yotze, which you make Kohen. But when we talk about the din of Vidui, the din that Vidui has to be Bamidah, it's not a quality of the saying of Vidui. It's the quality of being Oymid Lefnei Hashem, Bachno. That Achno can't be represented from one person to another. If the Shlich Tzibur is standing Bachno in front of Rebbeinu Shlalem and saying Vidui, I could say Vidui, but I can't be considered standing Bachno in front of him. I could be yoytzu with the shlich tzibur with the words of vidui, but I'm not in a state of oymid lefnei Hashem. The essential characteristic of vidui is the mitzvah of being oymid lefnei Hashem. Let's go into this. Not just that, shouldn't just be words ba'alma. The Rambam in mitzvah say ayin gimel does not have a mitzvah of tshuva b'chol. When he talks about tshuva, he does not bring that there's a mitzvah say to be choizu b'tshuva, to be mischaret, to say I'm sorry, to be mekabel labad. No. The Rambam just says that there's a mitzvah that says lihisvadois. The Minchas Chinuch wants to propose that tshuva is not a mitzvah at all. Only the vidu is a mitzvah, which is difficult to understand. The vidu is a prat of the tshuva. The vidu is a mitzvah. The tshuva is not. You look at the Ribzei HaMitzvah, it's the beginning of the Rambam, his introduction to Hilchos tshuva, and it says over there the mitzvah says of tshuva is shiyoshuv hachoyte v'izvada. The mitzvah says to do tshuva. It's expressed in the ma'aseh vidui. What does this mean? That means that a mitzvah has to have a defined act. Emunah is not just a state of belief. Emunah is doing acts that bring one to a closer belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam. For instance, person not Mekayim Emunah because he believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Person Mekayim Emunah when he looks at the sun and he thinks, who made the sun that it could that rises and sets so faithfully for the last almost 6,000 years? That act of concentrating, looking, thinking, that act is an act of Emunah. Tshuva is not the feeling that one wants to change. It's an act of changing oneself, of reconnecting that connection which was severed by Chet. Chet severs the connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Reconnecting, being Oymed Lefnei Hashem. What's that? The act of being Oymed Lefnei Hashem. Again, not the feeling of being Oymed Lefnei Hashem. The act, the Maisa, Lomdus, the Maisa of being Oymed Lefnei Hashem, Vidui. The mitzvah is not Vidui, the mitzvah is Tshuva. But the mitzvah is loshuv ulesvadis, because that's the act where one stands face to face, when one stands bent over, and he says chotosi. He's talking with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a one-on-one conversation. He's coming clean. He's standing in front of the judge. He's coming standing clean. He's standing in front of his father, in front of his melech with a bowed head, and bachno bamidi. He's bowing and he's reconnecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If I'm yoytze the deeper with the shots, am I yoytze that state of being? There's no mitzvah of talking. Vidui is not a. That's called vidui beper. That's an aveir. That's one of the alches. The mitzvah is standing in a state of hakno and reconnecting, being oymid and reconnecting lefnei Hashem titoru. That act has to be performed by me. There's no shemei ka'ina on being mischarit, on being loshuv lefnei Hashem. On the amira, the words of vidui, I can be yaitzu shemei ka'ina. Therefore, the mechaber holds that I can be yaitzu shemei ka'ina on the dibur, but I still have to stand up, that I can't use the shot. Whereas, sfiru sa'ima, the din of amira is a din of saying. It's a different type of saying. If we want to be poetic, we'll say one is talking and one is announcing. Sfiru sa'ima, we don't talk. We count, we announce, we coronate. That has to be amira. It's the type of talking that has to be done with a flourish. Say that. The one who's the Shliach Tzibur is the one who's saying it. He says it with a flourish. He's mitzvah me also, even despite the fact that I'm sitting on the couch. But if I'm sitting on the couch, I'm not a shov umisvadet. I could maybe be called Shemekah and is saying the words of Vidu, but I'm not a oymid lefnei Hashem. That has to be my body standing and being kind, standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the amida lefonov of which is the tshuva. Tshuva is not continuing my halachah. Tshuva means I'm oymid lefnei Hashem and I reconnect. Tshuva, by the way, many people want to know how does one do tshuva. Tshuva, the word tshuva doesn't mean being sorry for others. It means return. Most people have a hard time with the concept of tshuva because they don't know return to what, to where, to when, to how. The return is the return to a state of lefnei Hashem. The natural state of a human being, the natural state of a human being was brought into this world before Chet. His natural state is to be double, to be close, and to feel the strength of his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chet severs that relationship. When a person is oymid, on his two feet, after thinking, takes preparation, and he's oymid lefnei Hashem. That's, by the way, Elul is a month of preparation, not of doing tshuva. El is a month of preparation to feel the Ribbono Shel Olam. When one feels the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rosh Hashanah, the Dov Hashem Oyri is Rosh Hashanah, the Tkiyah Shofar, says to Mitzvah, all that, the crowning moment, is the Vidui of Yom Kippur. When we feel the Ribbono Shel Olam, we feel that we're Oymdim Lefnei Hashem, and then we're Oymin and we say the words of Vidui, then we come clean. We come straight with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the act, which is the Ma'aseh Mitzvah of Tshuva, and that has to be done by us. That can't be done by somebody for us. By the way, those that are extremely busy with an Esrog before Yom Kippur, it might be a case in point to know that you can be Yotze with somebody else's Esrog, as long as he gives it to you Matan. You can't be Yotze with somebody else's Amidah Lefnei Hashem. Somebody else's preparation for Yom Kippur, somebody else's Cheshbon HaNefesh, somebody else's working on himself to feel the Ribbono Shel Olam as a real and tangible presence in his life. You can't do that b'shluchas shalom k'moisi. You can't do that with lomdus, which shemei koine. That is a matter of the preparation that you put in. those that get busy with other things before Yom Kippur, it's a shame, because Yom Kippur is a golden opportunity. It's an opportunity to reconnect every year, to reconnect in our natural sense, in our natural state, with the Ribbono Shel Olam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.